Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Wow, it is so good to hear that jingle again. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. I have no idea where to go with today's show. I'm just going to let it rip raw, unfiltered, and give you an update on what's been going on in the life of yours truly. Because let me tell you something, my friend, the curveball that's been thrown at the Crowleys over the past couple weeks has just been crazy. But, hey, that's what life's about, man. So I think let's just get into it. You know, forget trying to be stupid and put an outline together and, you know, try to, let's get a good podcast to make sure we cover this, that, and the other thing. Life ain't like that, man. This podcast mirrors life in so many ways because it's unscripted. Just when you think, I bet just in the past 24 hours you woke up and you had a big plan that you were going to implement, and it was going to go from A to Z, right? I mean, you were going to cover all points in between, and by the time you got to B, it blew up like a hand grenade. You know what I'm talking about? And that's life, and that's how we adjust. So our baby Susan was born August 17th, 2014, 4 days ago from today's podcast, August 21st. Now, she was born at 24 weeks and 6 days, which is not good. Weighed 470 grams, which is literally 1 pound. Okay. So we have, my wife Angela and I have a baby girl in the NICU unit, the neonatal ICU unit of Children's Hospital, University of Cincinnati, fighting for her life. And I don't know, man, it's day to day. Literally, you could get the call saying she didn't make it. She died last night, or this failed, that failed. Let me tell you guys, if you don't like the truth, you don't like real, raw, and unfiltered, you need to stop this podcast right now, because I've never been a guy that's going to sugarcoat anything. I'm always going to tell the truth. I'm going to give it to you the only way I know how to do it, and that's direct. Now, the other thing is we have three things going for us with our baby Susan. By the way, if you've been tuning into the Everyday Saturday podcast for the past 2 weeks wondering, where the hell's Crowley? Like, what's this guy doing, man? Is he on a summer-long furlough? Not exactly. Been doing a lot of laundry. Been cooking a lot of meals. Now taking all my girls to school, not just my eldest one. Taking care of my wife, Angela, who had a C-section 4 days ago, and now she's home from the hospital. And I'm doing it, man. And you know what? I love it. Because when I gave the boss the middle finger May 5th, 2005, this is why I did it. I didn't do it. I kind of did it back then because I was angry and didn't want to have a job, but I did it. Because I wanted to be a provider, I wanted to be a father, I wanted to be a husband. Well, I just wanted to do everything, man. I wanted to throw myself into something that I never had an opportunity to be a part of growing up, and that's a family unit. You know, having 7 older brothers and sisters when you're the youngest, and the next youngest being 4 years older than you, you don't get a lot of time inside that huge family unit. Holidays and birthdays and things like that, everybody's come together, summer vacation. But I'm talking about I wanted to build my own family. Probably a lot like you, you know, a lot of the mothers and fathers that are listening to the show. So I've been busy keeping that together, you know, with a big fat old thing of duct tape on the family, trying to keep everybody together and happy. And I'm not trying to paint myself as Superman. Don't take it like that. I'm just saying, you know, I'm literally just threw myself into it. So baby Susan was born August 17th, 4 days ago, premature at 24 weeks and 6 days. Angela's water broke a couple days prior to us going into the hospital a week before that. So let me take you back. I think my last podcast was like August 8th. I didn't even check before I got. I probably should have checked before I got on today. But it was probably my last podcast was probably on a Thursday or a Friday. We take Saturdays off now on the Everyday Saturday show because every day is Saturday, right? Sunday's the spiritual podcast. So that Sunday, My sister, Kate, who lives in Manhattan, she's 15 years older than I am. Truth be told, she really is the one that raised me when my mom was, you know, dealing with the other seven kids. So Kate came in, and she got here early, Sunday morning. This would have been August 10th. And I'm sitting in the driveway. I just went to Dunkin', shocker, right? Went to Dunkin' to get my coffee, getting ready to go to church. I was going to leave the kids home, and I was going to just run to church myself. But Aunt Katie shows up, my sister, and while this thing, a fire alarm went off in her hotel. She had stayed in Grove City, Ohio, north of Columbus, and she was going to come down probably. Usually she gets here later in the afternoon. She was driving from our hometown of Bradford, PA, when she went to visit some friends that day over the weekend. But really wild, man, how circumstances happen. And, you know, you can call it coincidence. You can call it the universe. I call it God, you know, just God working behind the scenes. But whatever you call it, that's cool. You know, we're not here to debate religion on this show. But I sense God working, sending my sister to Grove City that night and having that fire alarm got her up at 4:30 in the morning. She was all shades of pissed off about that because, you know, who wants to wake up when you've been driving and a fire alarm going off in a hotel in Grove City, Ohio at 4:30 in the morning? Gets them out of bed, and so she's like, oh, God, I might as well just get on the road and go to Sam's house. So she gets here at like 8:30 or 9 a.m., and that same weekend, Angela had thought, I think my water broke. I think I'm leaking amniotic fluid. So Kate gets here at 9 a.m. Angela and I go to the emergency room again. Guys, let me tell you, this has to be the fifth or sixth time we've been in an emergency room all summer. I mean, the summer of 2014, I think I'm going to write a book, and I think I might even title it The Summer of 2014, but I'd probably title it something a little more clever than that. Just talking about this entire journey of the roller coaster ride, the ups and the downs, a lot of downs, but you got to stay up, man. You got to make the valleys higher than they were the previous day, or you'll go damn near crazy, you know, trying to figure life out. You can't figure life out. You kind of, you know, I say dead fish go with the flow. You know, I always say that. You don't go with the flow, dead fish go with the flow. But when life throws that stuff at you, you do go with the flow, but then you adjust, right? You make a plan and you say, all right, I got to get more mentally tough than I am right now. And that's what I've had to do this summer. I thought I was mentally tough having my friggin' wisdom teeth out back in March, you know, or April. That ain't nothing compared to what we've gone through. I mean, that's so stupid to think back. I was even worried about something like that. To what we've been through, you know, June 29th, the complications begun. On my birthday, we're in Springville, New York. We had this big summer planned in New York State. You know, we brought the cats and the dogs and loaded up both cars, and we drove 500 miles back to New York to our summer home. We were there a week. 1 week. So there's the first time the plans got slightly rearranged, and then emergency rooms and emergency rooms. So anyway, Sunday, August 10th, Aunt Katie stays with the girls. Angela and I go to the emergency room, and the doctors confirmed what we pretty much knew to already be true, that she had very little amniotic fluid. And they admitted her down to University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where they have a level 3, top-notch, best-in-the-country neonatal unit, because she now at this point she's going to deliver. It's just a matter of when, not if, in the next couple of weeks. Well, baby was having complications inside the womb for the first week, and 7 days after that, August 17th, they said, we're going to deliver your baby at 10 o'clock in the morning. And she's got about a 50-50 chance of surviving that. And after that, the odds don't get a heck of a lot better. I mean, we're talking about 24 weeks and 6 days, a baby that's been about 10 days without amniotic fluid. And, you know, it just sucked on so many levels. You know, this is our fourth child. We lost one at 19 weeks, baby Matthew. Our very first child was a boy, delivered in 2000, April 19th. Died. Obviously, 19 weeks is not a viable birth. So we're right at 24 weeks, and that ain't that much better. It's better. I mean, 5 weeks is better. It ain't that much better, though. It's not like full term. Anything less than full term just ain't the same, you know? So throughout that course, while Angie, prior to her delivering, they were giving her shots of steroids to make up for the baby's lungs being underdeveloped. Because amniotic fluid, the sole purpose of amniotic fluid is to develop the baby's lungs. All right, I'm not a doctor, but I've met with a lot of them in the last week, so I can pretty much tell you what they've told me, that amniotic fluid is great, but the sole purpose is it's not the nutrients, it's not the growth, it's not like the baby is, you know, growing anymore because it has amniotic fluid, or it's not going to grow because it has doesn't have amniotic fluid. It's mainly the fluid is to develop the lungs, and once that fluid is gone, the lung development stops. So they were injecting steroids into Angela for that entire week prior to her delivering to make up for the lack of amniotic fluid to help with that lung development. a lot of the other nutrients, everything is done through the placenta, through the umbilical cord onto the baby. So, you know, that's the way the baby is developed or not developed. So last Sunday, from this podcast, I mean, August 21st, if you're listening to this live, this past Sunday, I was literally going through the drive-thru of, wait for it, Dunkin' Donuts, and I was going to church, just a regular Sunday, you know, aside from the fact my wife's been in the hospital for a week, and I get to call. Angela sent me a text, where doctor said, delivering at 10 a.m. Now, it's 8:30, guys. All right, it's 8:30. I got 90 minutes to make a decision. Where am I? Who's going to watch my kids? It's 8:30 on a Sunday. What do we do? You know, I can't bring them with me. I don't even know how long this whole I don't know if the baby's going to live, you know? So I called my neighbor. I said, hey, Scott. Scott Sears next to me. I said, hey, man, you got to take my kids. I got no food, got no money for you right now. I mean, I even been to the ATM. I got like a credit card on me. I got to get downtown. It's 30 miles away. I'm in Duncan right now. I got to get home. So I flew home, told the kids the Sears are going to watch our neighbors. Daddy's going, mommy's delivering the baby at 10 o'clock. And, you know, that's a whole other story. I'm not going to get into it on today's show, but trying to manage this message to my children who are 13, 10, and 8. Laura just had her 10th birthday August 12th, and Angela went into the hospital August 10th. And Laura is our little emotional buttercup. She's a huge cuddle muffin full of love. She's just about as innocent a child as you'll ever find in your entire life, especially at the age of 10. She's the most loving kid, helping with the laundry, the food, everything, trying to do anything she can, you know, with Angela while she was laid up. Angela's on bed rest the entire month of July leading up to this. So for Laura to spend her 12th birthday without mom really hurt her. I mean, it absolutely tore her heart out. She cried herself to sleep every night last week. Mom wasn't here and spending her birthday without her. But I got to tell you, man, this is a whole other thing. I got so much to get off my chest. I apologize if this podcast sounds a little self-serving, but I promise you I'm doing it because there's people right now who are hurting. There are people right now listening to my show that need some form of a sign that, hey, man, somebody out there understands what I'm going through. Things are going to get better. The sun is going to come up. The trials and all of these very tough and difficult circumstances, the adversity I'm going through, there is a happy ending to this. I'm here to tell you that there is. Look, I'm going through it right with you. I have no idea. I've got a baby girl who's 4 days old. I don't know if she's going to see day five. I really don't. And I'm not saying that because I don't believe that in the miracles. I certainly believe in miracles. You're a miracle. I'm a miracle. I believe they happen. But I'm also a realist. People die. You know what I mean? There's tragedy in the world every single day. Bad things happen to good people. So I've got to balance that message with my children and say, oh, it's your baby sister and you can go see her, absolutely. But also say, guys, she might not make it. She may not make it. You know, and we've got to balance that message with our children. So with that said, the kids went over to the neighbors and I went down and flew down, you know, driving very fast down Interstate 71 to get to UC Medical Center. Barely had enough time to put the little bunny outfit on, the blue hat, you know, the scrubs and all that stuff, and went into surgery while Angela delivered. And there was our baby girl. And they whisked her out as soon as she was born into another room, let me see her. And I said, is she going to make it? And he said, I don't know. Her heart's not where we would want it to be, but she's 24 weeks, man. I mean, this is barely life, you know. So I don't know, man. I didn't know. Through this whole thing, I'm going to let it go at some point. I'm going to, you know, let it all out. But I haven't even cried, really. I mean, I have when I've gone to get coffee and we've had the day. You know the day, right? You know those days where you get a phone call, whatever situation you're going through, whether it's cancer, a divorce, relationship issues, and you're in your car, you're by yourself, and you start welling up. And you're driving, and it almost feels like the windshield wipers. You wish you had, like, windshield wipers on your eyeballs. You know, you don't have the Kleenex handy, and you just start welling up, thinking, and your mind goes to places where you don't want it to go, but it does. And you fast forward, and you think of the conversation you have to have with loved ones about the tragedy that happened. So when I tell my kids I'm going for coffee, that's kind of my code by saying I'm gonna let it out a little bit. It's like letting the pressure out of a valve a little bit. But I haven't let it explode yet, man. I haven't burst it out. It's going to happen at some point in time down the road, but I can't have it happen while I'm trying to be dad, mom, still running a business, which is very therapeutic. I've still had hangouts and webinars and still doing promotions, and because that's very cathartic. It's very therapeutic. I mean, I am not a victim, and I told my wife and I talk about this all the time. We have inner peace. We don't want to lose our baby girl. But we have inner peace and our faith in God. And we have accepted whatever the outcome is. Whatever the outcome is, we have accepted that. You know why? Because we have no control over it. You know, worry is a down payment on a problem that most likely is never going to happen. And you know what? Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Our daughter is in the best care. She can possibly, the best you could ever pay for. I mean, it's, I think it's like $3,000 a day maybe to be. So just a month is like $100,000 worth of care. This girl's got it. If she's going to live, she is in the best hands. And if she's not going to live, let me tell you something. Neither am I. Neither are you. What's 60 years on a planet after a billion years? What's 80 years? Oh, we lived a long life. Lived to be 97. Okay, you're still dead a billion years. I mean, what's 8 days, 5 days, 90 years? It's all so temporary, and yet we get all caught up in these stupid conversations and problems and drama and all the bullshit that doesn't matter, and you think about it and you stir about it. Did you know what they said? Well, shut up. Just shut up, would you? Seriously, none of it matters. None of it matters. Why don't you try to make a mark, leave a legacy, add a tremendous amount of value, stop looking in the mirror and thinking, I can't believe I got no money in the bank. I can't believe in my butt. Do something about it and shut up, okay? Seriously. I mean, now even more so. I used to believe that prior to August 17th of this year. Now it's even more so. 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you got them, okay? And for some of you, that may be tough to hear, and for others, you may be the right on, man. Preach it, brother. Preach it, brother. And I am going to preach it, damn it. I mean, I'm more fired up today than I was a week ago, and it ain't even about me. But I'm telling you, man, people are like, geez, you really take, you know, you've accepted the outcome, Sam. Don't, you know, why don't you just be positive? I am positive. I'm positive that I have zero control over this situation. And I'm positive that I've got three girls who need me to have my A game. And I'm positive that I've got a wife who needs me to make dinner, do laundry, be a provider, drive revenue, fly to L.A. and speak, be back that same day. You know, September 12th, I'm flying to L.A. to speak at an event. The 13th, I'm in Chicago, and I'm back in Cincinnati. And it's all going to be just fine. We're relying on neighbors, absolutely. But like I say, you can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. And I know there's people out there dying to help, bringing a meal, taking our kids to school. Do it. But when we need it, we ask. Trust me, you'll know when we need the help, because I'll be like, man, I need help. But I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a burden to anybody. And that's not me being a martyr either. You know, there's a fine line between saying, hey, put your big boy pants on, be a dad, be a provider, be a husband, do all this stuff. You can do it. I mean, come on, man. Every day Saturday, I haven't cashed a paycheck in a job since 2007. All right. So it's not like I'm sitting here. I can't even imagine. I was talking to somebody about this, I don't know, a couple of days ago, last week. The days feel like just minutes in my life right now. Like, can you imagine if you had a job and you had all of this going on, what would you do? And my answer was, I have no earthly idea what I would do. I honestly don't know, because you can only, I don't know, I guess, just, I'm sure there's a family leave act, but it ain't the same. It's not like you're getting your full pay. And if you're in sales or something like that, where you're paid 100% commission, you're missing out on paydays, especially you can try to go back to work. But you're not the same person. The beauty of what I do and the life that I've created for myself here is that I'm able to come into the studio right now, close the door, and I'm Sam Crowley, everydaysaturday.com. I open that door, I'm dad, I'm husband, I'm whatever, friend, okay? And I can come back and close the door and get some more work done, working from home. And I really want to challenge you today. I'm going to talk more about the past couple of weeks and what's been going on. And I really do. Let me tell you something. If you've seen my Facebook page, it's ridiculous. Twitter, emails, texts I've gotten. It's just amazing, man. So many good people in the world. We all get caught up in the bull crap that doesn't matter. Do you see what someone posted on Facebook? There's good people. I believe every single human being, and I'm even talking about the dumbasses that are out there barbarically beheading our American journalists in the name of their religion, all right? There's peaceful Muslims out there, just like there's peaceful Christians, just like there's peaceful atheists and agnostics, okay? There's good. Everybody starts out in a good place, and then they're influenced in a tremendous way to do stupid, barbaric, horrible things to other people in the name of religion, money, whatever, you name it. But you look at what's been going on just in my life, and you look at all the great posts and the messages and all of the love that is outpoured. I mean, people just bringing, my daughter Laura turned 10 last week, and Gina from our church, Gina Dubell Smith, she's a realtor here in Loveland, Ohio, just shows up with balloons and Dunkin' Donuts and tomatoes. She went to a farmer's market buying tomatoes of all things. And then Brooke Hobson, my daughter's second grade teacher. She's taught all my daughters, every one of them when they've gone through second grade. She brought other teachers from Loveland Grade School over. And they decorated. I took Laura down to the hospital with the rest of the family. And while we were gone, Mrs. Hobson, her second grade teacher, and two other teachers from the school decorated Laura's our house with all this great stuff. They brought ice cream and cookies and cake. I mean, it was just nuts, man. A sidewalk chalk, happy birthday, Laura. And when Laura walked in from the hospital, she was floored. I mean, overwhelmed that the house was decorated. Because the house is always decorated on her birthday, but mom does it. And mom wasn't here. Was it the same? No, it wasn't the same as mom. But it was there, man. There's great people in the world. And we turn on the news and we see these horrible events that are happening. And we turn on the news and we see all these people bickering. And you get on Facebook and you see stupid people going back and forth. My business is better than your business and I'm making more money than you're making and look at me. And guys, that's not what it's about, man. It's not what it's about. You know, it's about leaving a legacy and inheritance for your children's children. It's about adding value in the lives of other people. So when you do take your last breath, you can look back and say, damn, I made a difference. That's why I do this podcast. And it was killing me every day. I'm like, I got to get my podcast out. I've got to get my podcast out. And before I know it, it's 11 o'clock at night, you know, and the kids are tucked in now. Everybody's fed. Angela's, you know, in bed now and feeling okay. Or I've gone back from the hospital at 9 o'clock at night with the kids, and I feel like just a wet rag that's been drained. But I still get up, and I still bring it. And today, I said, damn it, no matter what, as soon as I get those kids back from school, I'm going into the studio, and I'm recording a podcast. I am going to bring it today because it's more cathartic. It's selfish on my part. I want to get this message out. I want people to be able to see the raw and unfiltered and hear the message from somebody who's going through a little bit, not a lot, not as much as my even what you may be going through, you know? I haven't been given 90 days to live. I've got a baby girl fighting for her life who's 4 days old, but it's out of my control. And, you know, some things that are going on in your life, it's out of your control, man. It just is. So what are you worried about? You know, pray to God. Ask him for the inner peace that you need just to get through today. Just to get through today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow for you may never happen. It certainly isn't going to happen the way you've designed it. I love these people. I love them. I used to be one of them. I'll show you how to create your life, right? Design your own lifestyle. That is such bull crap, man. Yeah, and then you get hit by a bus. What's your life look like the next day, right? My buddy Zach Crawford in that motorcycle accident. Remember I interviewed Zach back in May? He had a good life, you know, everything planned out until a drunk driver hit him on a motorcycle. Zach made 50 grand last month. I just talked to him last night on the phone in his online business in Moab, but, you know, his life took a turn for something crazy, 4 years. I mean, the guy was going through depression, addicted to drugs and painkillers and suicide. He's going to kill himself. So don't tell me that you're the master at creating your life. Why don't you create today? Because you know what happens when you create today? When you create today, tomorrow, when it comes, if it comes, because it's no guarantee it's going to come, but when it does come, the sun's going to shine. I don't mean literally, like, you know, you're going to, like, you're living in LA with 350 days of sunshine. But I'm talking about metaphorically, the sun's going to shine. You know what that means? It means you woke up. All right, if you woke up, you get up. If you get up, you can look up. You look up, you stand up. And you give thanks to God for where you are right now. You get in an incredible state of gratitude. And then you say, how can I add value today? I know I got to make money. I know I got to provide. I get all that. Look, I'm not an idiot. Okay, I get that part. You got to make money. We all want the lifestyle. You want to be comfortable. That's cool. But success without fulfillment is failure. All right, most of the guys and girls that I know that are making a lot of money are broke spiritually, mentally. They got all the money they want, but they're out. There's a huge ego. I mean, like the ego the size of Montana, and they're always trying to please everybody. God, I put up Facebook yesterday. I made 10 grand. I can't put anything less than that. I'm going to look to be a failure, right? Now I got to say I've made 12 grand or 15 grand or 20 grand. How about this? How about you go find somebody in need and go serve them today? And if that... You know, the best thing you can do is find somebody that's in need, go serve them with your spiritual gift, with what you've been given, not this bull crap. Nobody, What are you going to do when you send a Christmas card this year, a holiday card to somebody? I got to be politically correct because every time I say Christmas, I get an email. What about Hanukkah, Sam? Well, you got, look, dude, don't be an idiot, okay? I'm not here to, don't take the message and screw it up, okay? And so many people, I'll send an email, the hilarious part. I'll send an email, I'll misspell a word. I've given some of the best content in emails, or I pointed it to a blog or a podcast like this, and I'll get an email from somebody saying, yo, it's there, E-I-R, not there. E-R-E. I'm like, you know what? It's loser with an L-O-S-E-R, not looser, okay? Because that's what you are for focusing on a misspelled word and losing the entire message. Go out and find this equation. This is your homework for today's podcast. I'm going to wrap the show up. Do this. Find out what you really, what your spiritual gift is. Let me tell you something. Take the damn pressure off, all right? If your spiritual gift is giving a smile to somebody, go give a damn smile. Why are you all worked up? Well, I don't know how to do website design. I'm not that. You know, if you keep making the ledger of all your debits and no credits, you're going to go, it's going to go bankrupt morally, spiritually, and mentally. Forget about financially. I know you're already bankrupt there. I don't even have to ask. You know, if you're arguing about, I don't know what I'm going to, if you know how to bake a damn muffin, go bake a muffin for somebody and bring it over to them. You know, the people that have brought us food, and I've lost count. I mean, we've had more lasagnas and casseroles and just, you know, pulled pork. I'm thinking of all the meals people have brought. You think I actually went through those and said, geez, this chicken pot pie casserole that Kim brought over just isn't as good as what my mom used to make in 1981. You know what I thought? Wow, we are blessed to have this chicken casserole tonight. Isn't this good? Good. Thank God. Thank God for a meal tonight. He provided through Kim, through Rebecca, through Brooke, through all these people, the Hardens. I mean, they brought flowers yesterday to stop by. I mean, all of these people, I don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth. So how do you equate that to your business? Say, well, I made $1,000 last week, but it wasn't $5,000 like Sam Crowley said I could make. Let me tell you something, man. Stop the stupidity in your mind. All right. Sometimes as human beings, we get these really dumb thoughts in our head, and then we try to rationalize them. You know, I should have made $5,000 yesterday because Sam did. Okay. I used to think that way. I certainly did. I need to make $100,000 this month because, you know, Joe did. Stupid. It's so stupid. How about this? I'm breathing. I've got my eyesight. I can walk without falling down. I don't burst out into crying. I'm not clinically depressed, and if I am, I need to smile more, get into a great state. And I'm not treating depression, guys. I'm just telling you right now. I wouldn't even try to treat depression. I've seen it my entire life. I know it's real, but what I am saying is that every day begins with just the ability to crack a damn smile, you know, and say, all right, I'm going to match my spiritual gift, my monetary gifts, and I'm going to go add value to people. If that's smiling, baking, cooking, gardening, mowing somebody's lawn, speaking, going out to a group of people and speaking, encouraging them, maybe it is developing a website. Maybe it is multi-level marketing or a home business that you're going to be able to ethically show somebody how to make more money and have more freedom. All that's great if that's your gift. If doing a home party and selling products, Tupperware, Just Jewelry, things like that, if that's your gift and that's what you love to do, you better damn well do it. What are you waiting for? Right? But if your gift is cooking, gardening, doing legal briefs for somebody, writing, things like that, what the hell are you doing having a home party? Those aren't congruent. You feel like a square peg in a round hole. You can make money doing whatever it is you want to do. I promise you, I've seen people make money. I didn't even know you could make money doing this stuff, you know? And I ask people, like, why didn't you do this earlier? Why were you messing around with that home business? Or why were you messing around with a job? And they're like, well, I just didn't what? Here it is, the big B word. I just didn't believe that I could do it. I just didn't believe that there was actually a marketplace for it until I started doing it. It's always the same answer. I just didn't believe. I'm here to tell you the belief starts with you. There's nobody that's going to sprinkle the holy water and say, I believe. No, I do believe in you. Don't get me wrong. I look at everybody. I say, I believe in you. All right? But I can't. It, just saying that to somebody or you saying that or it being said to you doesn't matter. It's got to start, man. It's an inside job. Life's an inside job. You got to believe. I believe my daughter's going to live. I really do believe my daughter's going to live. But if I get the phone call at midnight, I know it's coming. Not the part about her not making it. The part they said, Sam, This is a roller coaster. We have one of the foremost, the best lung specialist works for Cincinnati Children's in the country. And he said to me yesterday, don't trust a preemie. Never trust a preemie. Meaning the roller coaster ride. They'll have you thinking one day they're doing great, and the next day they're coding. I mean, they're literally on their way out. And then they can bounce back. Miraculously, they bounce back. So we're ready for that phone call at 2 in the morning. We got our phone on right next to the bed from Children's. It's already come once. We've already got the call once that she wasn't, you know, functioning properly. I won't get into exactly what it was, but then the next day she had a good day. That's all of us though, right? The key is to make the good days, the bad days a little bit better so they can be good days. And the good days turn into great days. And then when you got a great day, man, bottle that. Freaking bottle it. Because you're going to need it to draw on when you have another challenging day. Can we all agree we're just going to make the good days great when we have that one? We're lucky enough to have a great day. It's okay to have a bad one. You know, don't believe the people out there pitching the every day's a happy day. Every day is Saturday. But look, you ever woke up on a Saturday and it rained? You know what I'm talking about? Just make sure that you do the best that you can do. Match your spiritual gift to your monetary gift. Go add value to people, man. Stop trying to be a charlatan. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying all the people, the carnival barkers on the internet that are selling stuff that isn't real. That's not real. This podcast is real. Because it's coming from a real person with a real message who's going through real problems just like you are. I'm figuring out along the way. The only thing is, when I designed the Every Day is Saturday message back in 2005 and 2006, I knew one day that I was doing it for this moment right now. Because there's a baby lying right now that I'm going to see in an incubator. Weighs 476 grams, 1 pound, 12 inches long. Her name's Susan Catherine Crowley. And it's funny, my daughter Madeline used to ask, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Well, there's a baby right now hooked up to all these different tubes, can't even open her eyes yet, who's asking, Daddy, can you come see me? And because I don't have a freaking job like I used to, because I told the boss to get lost, all right, I'm able to do it. That's just my story. It's not the right story. It's not the only story. It's my story. Life according to Sam Crowley. My challenge to you is go make your Saturday. Don't wait for it. Somebody's calling you, just like that baby's calling me right now from the incubator at Cincinnati Children's, where the most amazing medical staff is working on her. There's somebody, something calling you and pulling you right now. Go do it. Go do it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait for permission. Screw that. Screw it. This ain't ask for permission, man. This is doing it. Champions don't ask for permissions. Champions just go do it. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the world-famous Every Day is Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.